Exclusive: Jim Jordan has more stuff coming on ex-Intel official's letter undermining Hunter Biden story. By Ashley Oliver on May 5, 2023. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jim Jordan, RO, anticipates providing the public with details that give even more weight to the revelation that 51 former intelligence officials sought to aid the Joe Biden campaign by using their influence to cast doubt on the Hunter Biden story in 2020. Jordan told Breitbart News in an interview Friday that while he is still in the fact-finding process on the issue, his committee's weaponization of the federal government panel has uncovered additional unreported and relevant details. Frankly, there's more stuff coming on this issue that I think gives it even more weight, Jordan said, adding that he plans to release that information as a next step. Jordan's comments come after emails surfaced Thursday revealing former CIA acting director Michael Morell explicitly asked his fellow intelligence community officials to sign on to a public statement about the New York Post story on Hunter Biden, in part to help Biden in the final presidential debate 2 weeks ahead of the 2020 election. It's their First Amendment right to get involved in the campaign. I get that, but what they did, well, never forget the fundamental fact. The fundamental fact is that they were wrong about their assessment of the situation, Jordan said. The 51 former top officials had written in the now infamous statement that the Post story had all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. The story, written by now Breitbart News political editor Emma Jo Morris, had implicated Joe Biden and his son Hunter's business dealings based on information the outlet obtained from Hunter's abandoned laptop. Congress and many legacy media outlets would later corroborate the authenticity of the laptop, but on October 22, 2020, Biden relied on the ex-Intel official's letter to dismiss the Post story as a Russian ploy in the final presidential debate against then-President Donald Trump. Jordan's committee shared a clip of the debate moment Friday on Twitter. Morell also testified to Congress on April 4 that a phone call from now Secretary of State Antony Blinken was what prompted Morell to draft the statement, and also that the Biden campaign worked with Morell and the officials to disseminate it to the public. They coordinated with the campaign, with how they were going to get it to the press. They got thanked by the campaign once it was used. Biden acted like it was organic when it wasn't, Jordan said. They deceived the American people 2 weeks before the most important election we have, which is the election for President of the United States. In addition to Morell's testimony last month, the weaponization subcommittee plans to question two other signatories, former CIA Director John Brennan and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, about the statement during transcribed interviews in the coming 2 weeks. Jordan and House Intel Committee Chairman Representative Mike Turner, RO, also asked Blinken, a paid senior advisor to the Biden campaign in 2020, to provide them with information he may have on the matter by May 4, but Blinken's response was insufficient, Jordan said. We're hoping to get information from Antony Blinken about documents and communications and the interactions he may have had as well. And we'll see how that goes, he said, noting that Blinken had provided the chairman with a pretty generic type of response. It was pretty lame, Jordan said. We'll see where we go next. But, you know, everything's on the table, Jordan added, likely alluding to his authority to issue subpoenas. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.